I want to get through a couple more of these on the ticket text. Luke Kuechly, I absolutely think that he had more gas in the tank. That's Jordan at work. Yeah, a lot of concussion issues.
Yeah, Patrick Willis, too. Go back to what, Chris Borland?
Yeah, a lot of those guys just decided they
didn't want to take a chance.
Didn't want to take a chance because of it. Without a doubt, because of their age, you said, well, sure. But, yeah, Kuechly was, God, he was such a great linebacker, but he was devastated when he made the decision that he had to retire. I bet Ichiro could have come back. That's from Chris and Troy. Let me say this. Ichiro Suzuki was one of my all-time favorite players. I loved Ichiro. The answer is no. The last 5 years of his career, he just wasn't anywhere near what he was.
Wasn't Ichiro.
No, he wasn't. I mean, you go from 1 year in 2012 when he played split time with Seattle and the Yankees. He played all 162 games that year. Hit 283. But his OPS started to drop. He was at 696 in OPS. The year before, he was at 645 OPS. Prior to that, it had always been in the 700-800 range. But then things went way downhill. 639 OPS, 561 OPS 1 year. Then he finished the last 2 years of his career. He was in Seattle, back in Seattle, and he only played 17 games in 2 years. He was done. His body had broken down. He was done. I love that guy. He was also 45 years old.
Right.
When he finished up, but he held on long enough to get the 3,000 hits in at the Major League Baseball level. You know, what he had done at the international level, you know, tack on another, whatever it is, another 1,500 hits. He was incredible as a player, but the reason he stayed on playing as long as he did, I think, was just to get to 3,000 hits, and he ended up with 3,089 hits with a .311 career batting average. I'd loved Ichiro. God, that guy was great. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same there to Texas as well, if you'd like to have your voice heard that way. We had talked earlier about the Detroit Lions and whether or not they should go after Von Miller. Apparently, Von Miller has got three teams that are really interested in him. At least that's what his agent told. Was Brian Baldinger, we told?
Mm-hmm.
And trying to speculate who those three teams might be. You did some digging. It doesn't look like the Lions are one of them, and I'm fine with them not being one of those teams.
It appears like the Ravens, the Chargers lose Bosa, and the Eagles, who lost Josh Sweat.
So I'm in the camp that I'd rather have Za'Darius Smith at this point. Healthy, ready to go, and let's see how he plays in the opposite end of Aiden Hutchinson. I still think this is a move that can and I think does get done. I'm not shooting the boot guaranteeing it. It's just something I feel will get done because I don't think they can be all that far apart. And at this point, you're just giving a guy a one-year contract, so it's nothing to worry about in years down the road and how it affects the salary cap. They've got tons of cap space right now. They can make something happen. Some ticket text on this. Neither Smith or Miller would start over Davenport. Smith played roughly 400 snaps as a Lion, and only 83 of them were on rundown snaps. I don't care who starts.
Right.
All I care about is the production you get from the player. That's why I have no issue if
Davenport stays healthy, he should be really good.
If Davenport can stay healthy, then questions are answered because I think Marcus Davenport can play football if he stays healthy. He's never been able to stay healthy.
Right.
That's the problem. But if I'm signing a guy just to be a pass rusher, I don't care. Just go rush the passer. Isn't that important?
Yes.
If he can't stop the run, then I don't play him on rundowns. I don't care. Throw him on a third down.
Right.
It's like having a special teams player, right? They only come in on special teams or emergency.
You got to have a good quarterback. You got to protect that quarterback, and you got to get the other team's quarterback. And if Von Miller or Za'Darius Smith, whoever, can help them get to the quarterback better than what they have, then you sign the guy.
Von Miller has domestic violence accusations that he was suspended for. That's not the Lions' type of player.
Okay, that's possible.
It's true, that's not the Lions' type of player. Za'Darius Smith is a nobody. Why do you guys constantly bring him up? Signing him would mean nothing. He's not a nobody.
No, he's not great, but we saw him excel with Cleveland when paired with Myles Garrett. We'd love to see what he looks like paired with Aiden Hutchinson. If he has to be your best edge rusher, your best guy to get to the quarterback, No, he's not the guy.
Look, he's a guy who has had multiple double-digit sack totals in a single season in his career. Three of them, in fact. When he played with Cleveland and Detroit last year, between the two teams, he had 9 sacks last year.
That's pretty good.
How is that? I mean, that doesn't suck. That's good, actually. No.
I mean, he's right about he doesn't play against the run.
I don't need him to play against the run.
I know.
Sorry, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the concept that bothers me. But to defend the concept, it's that's what the Lions look for. Mm-hmm. Lions love the versatility, having guys that can move from defensive end to defensive tackle. They like the guys that can play a defensive end, that they can, you know, have the linebacker capabilities and drop back into coverage. And they want guys to do everything. Not every player on the roster has to be like that.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with having a specialist if that specialty is a real strength. If Houston were to have worked out, he would have been great to be that pass rusher. He broke his leg and was never the same.
None.
And then
he pooped
bad
in his pants.
Maybe, maybe not. And it was really too bad because James Houston, yes, that rookie season, when he finally got a chance to play, they unleashed him and he was fantastic for this team in that role. I don't care if it's a one-trick pony. If that one trick is great, take it all day long.
Exactly.
It takes up a roster spot, but one of the most important things you need on the defense is the ability to rush the passer. So find a guy who can do that, and Za'Darius Smith can rush a passer. Will they end up signing him? We'll see. We'll see what happens over the next few weeks, but I do think there will be plenty of movement in the NFL with players and leading up to the first preseason games, perhaps. You know, so they have a couple weeks before that happens for the Lions. But I do think that they've got an opportunity if they want to take it and sign Za'Darius Smith. Again, it would be like a one-year deal. You might even be able to get him for cheaper than what you paid him last year when you save money by dropping him. It's crazy how this all works out. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text us as well. All right, so tonight we got the All-Star game. And we have 6 Detroit Tigers that have made the All-Star game, plus
the Bat
Boy. An adult Bat Boy, as you like to say.
Batman, he should be.
He is Batman. Mm-hmm. That's true. Though not Stephen Batman Holman, who was a running back with Michigan State back in the day.
Wow. He had a lot of hype, and he just never...
Didn't really play much because other running backs were there at the same time that were really good. But nonetheless, 6 players in this All-Star game. I love that. As a baseball fan and as a kid growing up, I love the All-Star game. I wanted to see the bright white Detroit Tigers jersey with the old English D, and you got to see your guys wear that when, you know, back then it was, you know, different players, Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, Lance Parrish were the perennial All-Stars. But now they have 6, the most of any team in baseball, and we've got 3 that are starting in this game. We'll see them early, hitting 2nd and 3rd with Torres and Riley Green. Mm-hmm. And then Javi Baez, I think, is hitting 8th in the lineup.
Correct.
Tarik Skubal is starting this game.
He'll pitch 1 inning probably.
So we've got 4 starters in this game. This is awesome. I can't wait to see this tonight. And I mentioned that the players get to wear their jerseys, mm-hmm, as opposed to the American or National League jerseys. I love that they're going back to this.
Me too. It's great. I mean, when you were a kid, even if your team sucked and you only got one guy in, when they did the introductions and your guy, whether it was Damian Easley for that one year or whoever, when he, you know, tipped his hat wearing the old English day, you felt great.
You felt like he was tipping it directly to you,
exactly,
the fan, saying thank you, appreciate it. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Are you looking forward to the All-Star game tonight? We'll talk about it next year. 97 won the ticket.